find your soul, it is school, you are preaching among the class friends, this Krishna consciousness movement. We have seen the picture how Prahlad Maharaj standing on the table. Of course, there was no devil in those days, and speaking to his class friends about devotion and service. The friends of Prahlad Maharaj, they objected that we are now children, let us play now. We shall see about God consciousness when you are old enough. At the time of death, we shall see to it. Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumaro acharit prajna dharman bhagavatani ha. Durlabham manusam janma tadapi adhubham arthadham. Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear friend, Krishna consciousness should be learned from the very beginning of life. Kaumara. The learning should be beginning between 5 years old to 10 years old, between this time. This Bhagavad Dharma, especially, first thing is the children, from the very beginning of their life, should be given instruction on religious principles of life. What are the religious principles? Religious principle means to understand what is God. That is religious principle. It doesn't matter whether you are Christian or Hindu or Muslim or any, there are many hundreds and thousands patterns of religious system. But according to our Bhagavad school, we accept that religion as first class, which teaches how to love God. That is religion. Savai pumsana paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaji. That system of religion is first class, wherein the followers are given lessons how to love God. Unfortunately, at the present moment, there is no question of how to teach them for loving God. They deny the existence of God. This is the present situation. People have become so rascal that they do not believe in the existence of God. Or if somebody believes, not believe, that is a fun. Some of them say, God is dead. Now we have to take to social war, political war. Let the subject matter of God set aside, especially in India. In India, the country where still God consciousness is so strong, the government wants that they should forget about this God business. So, this is a Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga means simply fight on trifling things and forget God. So anyway, apart from their business, our so-called consciousness movement is especially meant for awakening the dormant Krishna consciousness of every man. Krishna consciousness is there in everyone. Otherwise, how these European, American young men, young girls, children, they're taking part in it? It is not that I am bribed them. Sometimes the Christian missionaries go to our country, they bribe the poorer classes of men and they become Christians. Not by understanding the philosophy or the religion, because India is poverty stricken. So if you do some social work, give them some medicine, give them some financial help, they think of being obliged, and whatever you like, you can tell them. Similarly, in Mohammedan time also, all the Indian Mohammedans, they were not coming from very respectable high family. You know, in India there are four classes of men: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Out of that, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya are considered the topmost class. Now everything has deteriorated. We find from the history of this conversion, from the Shudra class, lower than the Shudra class, not very many from the higher class. So, still, that was based on bribing, giving some social help, political help, financial help. But our Krishna consciousness movement, I started in 1966. I came here with $7 and a few books. So it was not possible for me to bribe these educated young boys and girls. That was not possible. But they accepted the philosophy very seriously, and gradually it is growing. Now there are many Indians. They are not here, but other than the Indians, they are here. So the thing is, I am very glad that you take something very seriously. That is very good. So for the children also, Kumarvasari Pragya. Pragya means one who is intelligent. He should begin learning Krishna consciousness from the child life. That is our basic principle of this Gurukul. We are trying to generate some population fully Krishna conscious so that they may preach in future very nicely. So Balladvara says, Dharma, people, children should be taught from the very beginning of their life about dharma, religion. What is that religion? Religion means to accept God as the supreme authority. That's all. This our samskara. And try to love Him. Just like if you have got a very wealthy friend, all, very learned friend, a beautiful friend. You try to love it. You want to make friendship with him. So, God means he is the most richest, most powerful, most learned, most beautiful. In this way, there is no comparison of God's opulence. So why should he not be attracted with God? He, some rich man in your quarter, attracts the attention of the neighbor. If God is the richest man, he is not man, he is God, but he looks like man. He, just like you see Krishna here, he has got also two hands and two legs. That is his original form. If he likes, he can expand thousands of hands and thousands of legs, as it was exhibited to Arjuna in Virata Purusha form. But the original form is Krishna, Adi Purusham, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta. Although he can expand himself in many millions of forms, but his original form is Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement is directly connecting people with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and especially these children are required to learn this Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of their life, because this human form of life is the only chance to understand God. You cannot understand God in any other form, in the form of a dog, in the form of a cat, or in the form of a demigod. Demigods are very rich, opulent. So sometimes they forget out of very much being affluent, people forget Krishna. Therefore, the demigods also sometimes forget. And what to speak of the animals. So this human form of life is the only chance to understand God. Therefore, if children are not given lesson about God, there is no guarantee that we live 100 years. There is no guarantee. Anyone at any moment can pass away. Therefore, before the next death comes, one must be fully Krishna conscious. That is the highest achievement of life. Thank you very much.